Welcome to the PAC Football Report for September 16th, 2006. I'm Joe Onderko. Once again, we will take a look back at last week's games involving teams in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the week ahead. The PAC went 2-3 against non-league competition on September 9th. Leading the way was the Bethany Bison, which saw first-year head coach Tim Weaver earn his first career victory with a 42-7 home romp over Hiram. Senior wideout T.J. Parker scored three touchdowns in the win for the Bison. Washington and Jefferson rebounded from a Week 1 loss by rolling up nearly 300 yards rushing, then sealing the victory on an interception return for a touchdown by defensive back Corey Walsh in the closing seconds of a 22-10 home win over Allegheny. Parker and Walsh earned PAC Offensive and Defensive Player of the Week honors for their efforts, while Bethany's Taylor McNeil garnered conference special team honors for the second straight week. McNeil posted a 93-yard kickoff return for a touchdown in the win over the Terriers. In other action, Teal suffered its first setback of the season, falling 14-0 at Alfred, as the Tomcats converted just 2 of 15 third-down conversion attempts in the loss. Finally, Grove City and Waynesburg each saw the debut of their renovated stadiums dampened by home opener losses. The Wolverines were shut out by Carnegie Mellon 28-0, while the Yellow Jackets dropped a 31-10 loss to Worcester. Westminster and Thomas More were both off last week. The PAC Game of the Week in Week 3 will take place at Thornfield in Grove City, as Thomas More visits the Wolverines for the first conference game of the season at 1:30 p.m. Now in his 23rd season as head coach at his alma mater, veteran Grove City head coach Chris Smith understands the importance of his team getting off to a quick start early against a stingy Saint defensive unit.
That gives everyone a new focus point, a new goal to look at, and Thomas More is something that we're very anxious to experience and remove ourselves from last week and get into a new contest, a new battle, and hopefully have the results that we expect.
Fans should expect a low-scoring, ground-oriented matchup in this battle between teams led by the two top rushers in the PAC. Thomas More's Lawrence Colbert averages 107 yards rushing per contest, while Grove City's Matt Wheel checks in at 104 yards per game. According to Saint head coach Mike Hallett, having 2 weeks to prepare for the league opener after a thrilling Week 1 win over Hanover was a big help for his squad.
I think, you know, the old adage in coaching is you can always count on a team to make their biggest improvement between their first and second game, and we were fortunate to have an extra week in there. You know, Teal was in a similar situation last year, and, you know, they certainly got off to a fast start and did quite well, and we're hoping we can try to mirror some of that success. It really was a good time for us to really clean up a lot of the mistakes and things that we know that we can do better than what we did in the first game. And, you know, it's great having a regional rivalry like we have with Hanover go into, the final seconds, as it seems like it always has. So, you know, we're glad that one's behind us, and we're just excited to get started on the conference now.
Five PAC teams are in non-conference action, led by Washington and Jefferson at Hanover. While the Panthers are winless at 0-2, W&J head coach Mike Sirianni knows his presidents will not have an easy trip to Indiana this weekend.
Yeah, I look at Hanover 0-2, but you know they probably should have beat a very good Thomas More team in their opener, had them beat, lost in a Hail Mary, and then you know lost to a Division I AA school. They present us some matchup problems. Anytime you play a team like that, no matter what their talent level is, it's going to present matchup problems. But then they add that they have good talent in their skill positions and a really good quarterback. You know, we're going to have our hands full this weekend.
In other action, Teal concludes its difficult early non-league schedule by hosting 1-1 Albion in Greenville at 1:30 p.m. Like the Tomcats, Albion was an NCAA playoff team in 2005. Westminster returns to the field as the Titans travel to Pittsburgh for a matchup with 2-0 Carnegie Mellon at noon, in the first meeting between the two teams since 1971. Bethany will look for back-to-back wins for the first time since the 2002 season, when the Bison travel to face 0-2 Ohio Wesleyan at 1 p.m. Finally, Waynesburg will look to avoid its first 0-3 start since 1998 as the Yellow Jackets host Shenandoah in a battle of winless teams at 1:30 p.m. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report for September 16th, 2006. A reminder that for the latest scores, releases, and statistics, please log on to our website at www.pacathletics.org. I'm Joe Onderko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.